KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, in high school sports over the weekend and Saturday, girls softball play lots of tournament action. At the Nottoway Valley Tournament, it was Van Meter beating Orient Maxburg 14-1. Coon Rapids Bayard over Nottoway Valley 6-0. Earlham beats Shenandoah 12-0. Logan Magnolia topping Cam 13-0. Nottoway Valley over Orient Maxburg 14-4. Shenandoah beat Cam 10-4. Earlham over Logan Magnolia 3-1. And Van Meter beat Coon Rapids Bayard 11-0. In the place games, it was Cam winning 7th place with a 13-5 win over Orient Maxburg. The 5th place game went to Nottoway Valley 10-7 over Shenandoah. The 3rd place game saw Logan Magnolia beat Coon Rapids Bayard 7-1, and in the championship, Earlham over Van Meter by a 7-4 final. Also, the Abraham Lincoln Tournament on Saturday, they played through early round games to figure out placings. And then in the 7th place game, Abraham Lincoln beat Clarinda 11-1. In the 5th place game, Sioux City North over Thomas Jefferson by a score of 5-1. The 3rd place game saw Sergeant Bluff Luton down Red Oak 9-4. And in the championship, it was Lewis Central, a 5-3 winner over Trainer Saturday. At the Fremont Mills Tournament, Southwest Valley beat Fremont Mills 12-0 and East Union down Tri-Center. Then in the 3rd place game, Fremont Mills beat Tri-Center 9-8. Championship game saw Southwest Valley defeating East Union by a final of 9-7. Also at the Bedford Tournament on Saturday, it was Bedford over Stanton 9-8. Mount Air beat Sydney 11-1. Griswold over Bedford 8-7. Central Decatur beat Lamoni 13-1. Mount Air over Central Decatur 15-5. And Sydney beat Lamoni 14-1. In the 5th place game, Sydney over Stanton 7-6. The 3rd place contest saw Central Decatur beat Bedford 11-7. And in the championship game, Mount Air a 12-0 winner over Griswold. Also at the Collins Maxwell tournament on Saturday, it was AHSTW falling to Collins Maxwell 10-1. Montezuma down to AHSTW by a score of 3-2. In the Westwood tournament, Whiting beat Riverside 4-3. Kingsley Pearson over Riverside 5-2. West Monona beat Bowyer Valley 18-6, and Kingsley Pearson over Bowyer Valley by a score of 8-0. Also in regular season softball, it was IKM Manning shutting down Kemper Catholic by a 12-0 final in Saturday play. In Saturday high school baseball action from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Glenwood sweeping a pair over Red Oak 10-0 and 10-3, the two scores. Kemper Catholic beat Pocahontas Area 7-6, Green County over Kemper Catholic 12-2. Sioux City West beating Lewis Central 8-7, Shenandoah topping Essex South Page by a 9-7 final. From the Western Iowa Conference on Saturday, Trainer over Griswold 11-3. Also, games involving corner conference teams, it was Central Decatur beating East Mills 10-0 and Central Decatur over Fremont Mills 11-1. In the Hinton tournament, Underwood beat Sheldon in 8 innings 3-2. In the championship game, it was Hinton shutting down Underwood by a 10-0 final in boys baseball. The Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association's Week 5 rankings for the season came out yesterday afternoon. Class 4A, Johnston remains the top-rated team with Urbandale, Cedar Rapids Prairie, Indianola, and Iowa City West the top five. Southeast Polk, North Scott, West Des Moines, Dowling, Davenport Central, and Marshalltown are the top 10. In Class 3A, Davenport Assumption remains top-rated with Harlan in at number 2 this week. Carlisle, Solon, and Bishop Heelan Catholic are the top 5, followed by Waverly Shellrock, North Polk, Boone, Decorah, and Fairfield. Class 2A, Cascade is top-rated with West Lyon, Iowa City Regina, Wilton, and Esterville Lincoln Central the top 5. Dyersville Beckman, New Hampton, Monticello, Centerville, and Van Meter round out the top 10. Kemper Catholic and Trainer were close but just missed the top 10 in polling this week. Also, Class 1A, Newman Catholic is number 1 rated with Lisbon, North Lynn, Remsen St. Mary's, and Alburnett the top 5. Martinsdale St. Mary's is 6th, followed by St. Albert at number 7. South Winneshiek, New London, and Tri-Center is at number 10 in this week's poll. Cam just missed the poll this week as they were the first among those listed just out of the top 10. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Luke Weaver worked into the 6th inning and Jose Martinez belted a 3-run homer as the Cardinals posted an 8-2 whipping of the Brewers. Weaver allowed a pair of first inning runs but settled down to hold Milwaukee to 5 hits over 5 2/3 innings. The Brewers' lead in the National League Central remains 2 games over Chicago, with the Redbirds 4.5 games back. Cincinnati beat Chicago 8-6 yesterday. L.A. over New York in 11 innings, 8-7. Arizona beat Pittsburgh 3-0. Miami over Colorado 8-5. San Francisco in 11 innings, a 3-2 win over San Diego. And Washington outslugged Philadelphia 8-6. In the American League, Yuli Gurriel belted a grand slam while the Astros exploded for 8 runs in the second inning of their 15th win in 17 games, 11-3 over the Royals. Jose Altuve scored twice and had 2 RBIs as Houston dropped Kansas City to 3-18 this month. Gerrit Cole is 9-1 after fanning 8 while pitching 5 innings of 1-run ball, helping the Astros move 4.5 up on second place Seattle in the AL West. Elsewhere in the American League, Boston beat Seattle 5-0. Tampa Bay over the Yankees in 12 innings, 7-6. Cleveland pounded Detroit 12-2. Chicago over Oakland 10-3. Minnesota beat Texas 2-0. Toronto over L.A. in 10 innings, 7-6. In interleague play, Atlanta beat Baltimore by a 7-3 final. Well, the Braves have placed closer Arodis Vizcaino on the 10-day disabled list with right shoulder inflammation. That decision was made before Sunday's game against Baltimore, after the right-hander had been unavailable to pitch in the first 2 games of that series due to shoulder soreness. Vizcaino is 2-2 with a 1.82 ERA and 15 saves and 17 opportunities. Yankees right-hander Masahiro Tanaka has cleared a key hurdle in his rehab program for strained right and left hamstrings. He threw 26 pitches in his first bullpen session before Sunday's game at Tampa Bay. Tanaka had been sidelined since getting hurt June 8th while running the bases during a game. He could rejoin the Yankees before the All-Star break next month. Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant is day-to-day with a sore left shoulder. Bryant was out of Chicago's starting lineup for Sunday's series finale against the Reds, the second straight start he's missed. The Cubs are also missing right-hander Tyler Chatwood, the scheduled starter yesterday. He left the club the other day when his wife went into labor. Left-hander Mike Montgomery got the start instead. The Cubs optioned righty Luke Farrell to AAA Iowa and placed lefty Rob Zastrzyzny on the 10-day disabled list. Right-handers Corey Mazzoni and Justin Hancock were recalled from Iowa. Both the Iowa Hawkeyes and the Iowa State Cyclones picked up some commitments for the 2019 football class over the weekend. Iowa picked up 2 more commits. Offensive lineman Justin Britt and defensive back Dane Belton both picked the Hawkeyes, with announcements on social media. Britt, a 6'4", 282-pound Indianapolis native, visited Iowa City over the weekend and picked the Hawkeyes over other offers from Arizona, Indiana, Louisville, Michigan State, Minnesota, Missouri, Purdue, and others. Belton is a versatile defensive back from Tampa, Florida, who was also in Iowa City over the weekend. The 6'1", 190-pound prospect picked the Hawkeyes over 25 other offers, including Indiana, Maryland, Minnesota, Missouri, Pittsburgh, and West Virginia. The Hawkeyes now have 13 commits for their 2019 class. Iowa State added a second commitment on Sunday as wide receiver D.K. Blaylock announced his commitment on Twitter. The 6'4", 170-pound prospect from New Deal, Texas, picked the Cyclones over Illinois and some other offers. Blaylock, a 3-star recruit, is the 4th receiver in the 2019 class. He joins other 3-star receivers, Darian Porter, Nathaniel Beal III, and DeShane James. Blaylock was the 2nd commit of the weekend. Offensive lineman Daryl Simmons also made a commitment to the Cyclones on Sunday. Bubba Watson overcame a 6-stroke deficit to win his 3rd Travelers Championship title. Watson closed with a 7-under-63 for a 17-under total and a 3-shot win over Paul Casey, Stuart Sink, Bo Hostler, and J.B. Holmes on Sunday. Scott McCarron came away with the American Family Insurance Championship on the Champions Tour with an 8-under-64 for a 1-stroke win over hometown player Jerry Kelly. And in racing, Martin Truex Jr. has won at Sonoma for the 2nd time in his career, taming the challenging road course for an easy win over Kevin Harvick. The defending Cup Series champion waited to pit until the 81st lap, a full 8 laps later than Harvick. That decision left fresher tires on Truex's car down the stretch and allowed him to pass Harvick for the lead around the final hairpin turn with 20 laps to go. Clint Bowyer finished 3rd. Chase Elliott was 4th in that Sunday race. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.